I had originally planned to talk about Are We As Dumb As Ox, as an Ox tonight. Not exactly a catchy title, I don't guess. But after hearing what the theme for tonight is, I think we'll go another direction. You know, John 3:16, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Tom read a few moments ago from Romans chapter 5 that God demonstrated his love toward us in the giving of Jesus Christ upon the cross. 1 John chapter 4 tells us that God is love, and that love was manifested or made shown to us by the death of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of his Son upon the cross. You know, so many people today talk about what love is and what love is not, and they look for a Webster's Dictionary definition of the word love, and yet the word love is not defined in a dictionary. It is defined on a Friday afternoon. It is defined in a man hanging on a cross. It is defined in Jesus Christ as it's demonstrated from the God that is love. We need to always remember that. And as we seek to have the love that God has, we need to always remember that our love must emulate that love if it is ever to be the love that God wants us to have for Him and for each other. I want us to think back on that day for just a moment. Jesus said, "And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to Him." May the Carey Church of Christ never draw people here because of the programs we have. May the Carey Church of Christ never draw people here because of the building we have. May the Carey Church of Christ always draw people here because we point them to the lifted up Jesus Christ and the love that's demonstrated there. Has to be. Everything else is worthless. That is power. They brought him to Golgotha, which is translated place of the skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he refused it. And the Bible tells us that there they crucified him. It says that they put a sign above his head. Said, "Jesus, King of the Jews." And they crucified a criminal on his left and another on his right, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, that he was among the sinners. And they divided up his garments. And seeing that one of the garments was too large to be divided and didn't want to tear it, they sat down at the feet of the cross. And they cast lots for his clothes. The Bible tells us that Jesus continuously said, not just once, but continuously said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And some began to mock him. The soldiers mocked him, crying out, "Hail, King of the Jews," and laughing as irreverent men do. Some of the Jews said, "Ha! You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." And the scribes shook their heads and said, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. He said he was the chosen one of God. If you be God's chosen one, let God save you now. And we will believe." And Jesus looked, and he saw his mother nearby with a disciple that he loved. And he said to his mother, "Behold your son." And to the disciple, he said, "Behold your mother." And from that day forward, he took his mother into his home and cared for her. And one of the criminals said, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us too." But the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, seeing that we are under the same punishment of death? Yet we are receiving what we justly deserve. Yet this man has done nothing wrong." And he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And it was the sixth hour. It was noon. And it went dark. And it remained dark until 3 o'clock. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some in the crowd said, "He's crying out for Elijah." And Jesus said, "I thirst." And one ran and took a stick and put a sponge on the end and dipped it in vinegar and put it up to his mouth. And when he had tasted it, he would not receive it. And they said, "Let us see. Let us see if Elijah will come." And at 3 o'clock, Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. It is finished." And he cried out in a loud voice and breathed his last. The earth shook, and the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. And God returned the light to the sky. And the centurion standing before the cross, seeing these things and the manner in which Jesus died, said, "Truly, this man is innocent. Truly, this man is the Son of God." That's love. That's love. Because every one of us should have been the one hanging there between two criminals. We should have been right there. Instead, he hung there for us. He hung there for you. He hung there for me. And he hung there that all men might be drawn to that. We sang a while ago, "I love the Lord because he gave his life for me." Do you? Do you really think about that moment? Do you really think about that day? Do you really concentrate on what he did and how he suffered? And the love that God demonstrated, the God that is love, showed it in that moment for you and for me, that we might love him because he died for us, but love him in the way that he loved us. See, there's two ways in which Jesus Christ loves us, in which God loves us. He loves us in that he sent his only begotten Son. He gave the very best of himself. Will I give the very best of myself to God as I love him? And he gave himself entirely. Will I give myself entirely? Will I lay down my life? Do I give my life to him and say, "It's yours," just like he gave his life to us and said, "It's yours that you might be saved." This evening, as you think about, we sang about, we prayed about love, may we know the love of God in Jesus Christ. It's the love that saves. It's the love that changes us. It's the love that makes us truly children of God. This evening, if you have not had that kind of love in your life, you haven't given your life wholly to the man that hung on that cross, then do so tonight. Maybe that's to obey the gospel for the first time, to give your life to him, to leave the world of sin and come to Christ, to be born again into the family of God. Do that. Believe in what he did. Believe in who he is and the love that he showed. Confess him as Lord in Christ and as the Savior of your life. To everyone, to those here tonight, and to everyone you'll see from this day forward, repent of your sins that you might live worthy of that sacrifice. And be buried in baptism. Just as he died, you die. And rise just as he rose on the third day. Rise to walk a life of love. Love for him. Love that God showed. Not love that the world defines, but that God showed. If you're a child of God tonight, maybe you haven't been living as you should. Maybe you've just kind of flippantly approached the cause of Christ. Maybe you flippantly used his name. If your child gave their life for you, for someone else, and you heard them laughing and mocking and using their name in some kind of flippant way, would that bother you? Don't you think it bothers God? I hear people sometimes use his name in exclamation. It's not an exclamation, it's love. And use it reverently. Maybe you've just looked at Jesus Christ flippantly. Look at him in love. Love him because he died for you. Serve him because he loved you and died for you. If we can assist you in any way in doing that, we want to. Won't you come as we stand, as we sing?